Ahmad Muazz al-Khatib, the former head of the foreign-backed Syrian opposition National Coalition and now a prominent Syrian opposition figure, has called for direct talks with President Bashar al-Assad. Why would he come out now and make this statement? In this edition of the debate, we'll break this down, coming from the man who couldn't stand President Assad and wanted his ouster. Is this a sign that others may follow, especially since reports have come out that the death toll has now passed 200,000 in Syria? Has he come to the conclusion that a military solution has failed?
The fight to defend Kobani continues. These are local Kurds who've taken up arms to wrestle back their city from the ISIL. Kobani, a major Kurdish city, is now the main battlefield of the Syrian soil.
All of Kobani is important for IS. We want to take the city. If we don't defend it, they will enter. But we won't allow the terrorist groups in until the last drop of our blood.
As fighting continues in Kobani and elsewhere in the war-torn Syria, a watershed development seems to be in the offing. Muazz al-Khatib, the former president of the foreign-backed Syrian National Coalition, based in Qatar, says President Bashar al-Assad and the opposition should sit down for direct talks.
It is in the Syrian people's interest for us to sit down together once and for all and to find a way to save the people from this pain and suffering. We want to solve the problem because the problem now affects each and every Syrian. The regime is suffering, the opposition is suffering, and the people are suffering.
Aside from more than 200,000 deaths, the main sufferers are the millions of Syrians who have been forced to leave their homes and take refuge in other parts of Syria or in neighboring countries. Now, the UN's World Food Programme says it has to suspend its aid programme to these refugees.
For the month of this summer, WFP has declared the suspension of assistance for the assistance for Syrian refugees in Lebanon, in Jordan, in Turkey, and in Egypt.
The Syrian National Coalition wants Assad out of power, opposing any talks with the Syrian government. But now Muazz al-Khatib, who remains to be an influential figure in the coalition, says the Syrian president can stay in power in any possible deal.
Of course, Assad has to leave, but the idea that his mandate would finish on a given date, this idea could make sense.
Khatib and a number of other foreign-backed Syrian opposition members held talks with Russian officials in Moscow in November.
The Russians want to take the initiative for a real search for political solution through dialogue. They got the agreement from the Syrian government.
The last diplomatic push to end the crisis took place in Geneva early this year. Those negotiations, sponsored by the US and Russia, collapsed. With foreign-backed solutions reaching a dead end, observers now believe that it's high time for a completely indigenous initiative, that is a Syrian-Syrian solution, an idea which countries like Iran have been strongly backing for a long time.
Let me introduce our guest for this edition of The Debate, co-founder of the Syrian Youth in Britain, Danny Mackey, joins us from London. We have Media Relations Director Al-Tahrir Party, Osman Bakash, who joins us from Beirut. So welcome, Danny Mackey. Let me start with you. What are your thoughts on the SNC, the Syrian National Coalition?
Well, it's very important here to see the fact that Muazz al-Khatib has been a prominent opposition figure for numerous years now, and he's calling for direct talks between the opposition and the Syrian government. I mean, this is possibly related to a possible conference which is set to occur in Moscow, which is set to advocate a Syrian-led political solution in the crisis. So now you have the Syrian government and the opposition playing a kind of game of toning down the rhetoric in these forthcoming weeks. But it's hard to see whether Muazz al-Khatib actually has any power over the opposition at this current moment of time. He was influential, but his viewpoint is not necessarily represented by all of the opposition factions. So this could be his own opinion, and the majority of the Syrian opposition are still hell-bent on the ouster of Assad. So this is essentially a form of realpolitik, which is what the Syrian opposition have to deal with at this current moment in time. It is a fact on the ground that they cannot oust the Syrian political system, and unless they change their strategy to meet the actual situation on the ground, then any political solution will leave them by in the future, especially if it's Russian or Iranian led.
Osman Bakash, what are your thoughts on Muazz al-Khatib?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Well, Mr. Khatib, he represents himself. So really, what he says doesn't carry any weight. We are the people on the ground in Syria who have stood against the Syrian regime way back since the 60s. We seek the total elimination of this corrupt secular regime who has been sustained in power by Western powers, especially America. So any talk of negotiation with this tyrant who has butchered over 200,000 martyrs in Syria using all kinds of lethal weapons, including chemical weapons, any talk with him is totally out of the question. We, at the same time, mind you, we totally reject any and all foreign intervention, NATO, French, European, American, and so on. We will keep on the struggle to topple this regime and to re-establish the Islamic State. We in Hizb al-Tahrir, we are not a military party. Oh. We don't have military wing. This is true. Our struggle has been ongoing for a long time. But strictly and definitely, there is no negotiation with this criminal in no way or form or shape.
Well, let's break this down a little bit, Danny Mackey. At this point, the SNC represents, is supposed to represent the... Danny Mackey, do you have us?
Yeah, essentially, your guest in Beirut is using the same rhetoric as ISIS. He discusses the Islamic State. I mean, what has the Islamic State done for Syria? They've butchered innocent men, women, and children. They crucify human beings. They're essentially a state based on fascism and terrorism. This extremist state is the sole cancer of Syria at this current moment in time. So the same rhetoric that they use at this moment is exactly the same rhetoric your guest from Beirut is speaking about. He discusses the continuation of the struggle against the so-called regime, but he fails to comprehend the fact that in Syria now we have a completely different route, the route of counter-terrorism, where the West has intervened for the sole cause of fighting ISIS, the same Islamic State which your guest says he adheres to. And the fact that he could say Hizb al-Tahrir is not a military party is completely ludicrous, as all of these groups are essentially jihadist terrorist movements in Syria, and the same line that they use, the same ideology, this disgusting ideology they are implementing on the ground in Syria, which is the sole cause of suffering of the Syrian people, is currently used, unfortunately, by your guest. I mean, he discusses fighting the regime and eliminating the regime. These are the same terminology that ISIS have been using and these other extremist blacklisted jihadist groups. What we need now in Syria is a political solution to be Syrian-led, to be under Russian, American, and Iranian duress in general, to fight terrorism inside of Syria, and to reach a solution where you have the stopping of influx of jihadist groups and individuals from countries which border Syria, such as Turkey. What your guest is essentially advocating is an extremist terrorist state to continue fighting and killing, the weaponization and the militarization of a crisis which has killed hundreds of thousands of people, okay. And which there is a new initiative by the Russians, by the Syrian government, and by elements of the opposition to end in face-to-face dialogue and a politically led Syrian solution.
Osman Bakash.
To remind Mr. Danny that Hizb al-Tahrir has been active since 1953. All this terrorism charge and war on terrorism, this is no more than a scarecrow created by the American to justify their intervention in the Muslim area. The crux of the issue here is the following. What happened in Egypt? What happened in Egypt? The uprising by the Egyptian people back in January 25, 2011, the whole Arab Spring was unleashed under the slogan, the people want to bring down the regime. And now, what are we now in Egypt?
Back to square one. Not an Islamic terrorist state.
They wanted democracy, they wanted freedom, they wanted human rights.
We are Muslims.
We are Muslims, we want to live according to our Islamic way of life.
You can't do that.
There is no,
you can't force religion
we are not forcing
civilian
nothing.
Population.
People here are Muslims. People here are Muslims. Rather, secularism
there
has
are,
been imposed on
Christians
them by the barrel,
Syria.
By the gunboat policy.
There are Jews in Syria. Syria is one of the most
ethnic-diverse countries
in the world.
They are more than welcome.
Where are the Christians in Morocco?
They have lived under the Islamic rule for centuries.
Where are the Christians in Deir ez-Zor? Where are the minorities in places which are controlled by ISIS? You're not answering the question. They've been killed, taken out, expelled.
No, if you want me, Mr. Danny, I'm not here defending what ISIS has done or didn't do. I have a long list of issues with ISIS. My topic here, my problem is not ISIS. My problem is that the Muslim Ummah is struggling to liberate herself from the Western dominion. I'm not defending ISIS in any way. My issue is not ISIS. I'm saying, my party, Liberation Party, we have been working for the liberation of Muslims from the Western power way back since the 50s.
Well, who are you talking about when you talk about Western powers here? I need to get that straight, because you have Western power.